Evolutionists should be in great physical shape when you consider how often they jump to conclusions. On today's program, see how they use legitimate science to jump to the most unscientific conclusions. And now, our Creation Moments host, Paul Taylor.
There's often a difference between the exemplary work carried out by evolutionary scientists and the unmerited spin that they choose to put on their observations. One recent article on a popular science website announcing that there are many Earth-like planets throughout the galaxy is a case in point. The article features brilliant work done on analysing the chemistry of atmospheres around certain white dwarf stars. This can be done only by spectroscopy. Results show a good many elements present: silicon, magnesium, carbon, oxygen, and iron. The iron in particular appears to be oxidized. We should congratulate such scientists on the quality of their work. Where they let themselves down is an insistence that all such data should be interpreted in an evolutionary way. The researchers assume that all these elements came not from the star, but from shattered planets and asteroids that once orbited the star and were pulled apart by the star's gravity. They suggest, therefore, that the broken planets must have been Earth-like, and hence could obviously once have had life like the Earth does. Even more telling is that the article's author does not understand the science involved. When iron is oxidized, it shares its electrons with oxygen, forming a chemical bond between them, opines the author, even though the researcher correctly explains the oxidation in terms of electron transfer rather than sharing. Genesis 1 clearly shows us that Earth is unique, having been created 3 days before all other astronomical objects.
If you enjoyed today's broadcast, download our free Creation Moments app for all Android and Apple mobile devices. Download it today by visiting creationmoments.com and clicking the large photo of phones and tablets.